News, views, analysis. This is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
It is 5:15. Have you done anything? Have you taken any action to reduce the cost of your food bills as we continue to progress through this cost of living crisis? The Cancer Council WA's Live Lighter program has today launched a new campaign to help you eat well on a budget. To tell you more, Ainsley Satori is the Cancer Council WA's Food and Movement Programs Manager. G'day, Ainsley.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
I'm well. What's the plan?
So we've launched this new campaign today, which is a digital campaign. So it's available on all social media channels, and it's called Boost Your Budget. And that's there to support West Aussie adults to save money on their living expenses while also trying to maintain a healthy diet. So the aim of the campaign is to just increase people's knowledge of different ways that they can purchase and prepare healthy foods cheaply and provide that sort of consistent encouraging nudges to motivate people to try these different strategies to eat well but also save money.
There's a few myths around at the moment, Ainsley. While we're tightening the belts, fresh produce becomes more and more expensive. Can you still, though, eat healthily on a budget, make sure you're getting all your greens?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got loads of online resources which can help West Aussies eat well and save money. So we've got lots of supermarket shopping tips, how to prepare low-cost food in the kitchen and reduce their food waste as well. So you're right, it is a myth. You might have seen in the news this week that one of the big junk food brands has increased their prices over 25% in the last year. So it is actually cheaper to go to the shops, plan what you're going to eat, make those healthy swaps, plan your meals, write your list, and then you can cut down on your food budget for the week.
Oh, isn't that the most salient point, to actually plan? If you're already going to the supermarket, already being prepared of what you're going to buy for what you're going to cook over the week, you can obviously make your budget balance and decide that you can actually eat some healthy options as you're going through the supermarket aisles.
Yeah, absolutely. So good tip: before you head out to the shops, you plan the meals that you're going to eat for the week, write your list, and when you get to the shops, stick to your list, don't go off list. And then don't sort of go out and stock up on those costly snacks. You can make your own, and checking the sort of unit price to find out what the best value is another good tip, and also buying in season will help as well.
And you've got some ideas for low-cost breakfast and lunch that comes in between about $1.50 and $2.50 per serving, Ainsley.
Yeah, that's right. We've got quite a few tips on those sorts of brekkies and lunches if people jumped on the website livelighter.com.au. So one really good one is just wheat bix and berries with milk. We can get that for about $13.40. Will cover all your breakfast for the week, so that's about $1.73 a serve. And then we've got a great tip for lunches: simple salad, cooking up a batch of rice, cutting up some lettuce, cucumber, tomatoes, and then add a bit of protein like a tin of tuna or an egg or some beans, legumes, and that's going to only set you back $20 for 7 lunches for the week. So you wouldn't be able to go out to a cafe or wherever at lunchtime and spend less than $10 on a lunch. So I think that's really good value.
Ainsley, in tougher economic times when the dollars don't go as far, is it a time that people, generally speaking here, and I'm making a general comment, do they become a little less concerned about their physical health, or do they perhaps turn to junk food?
Well, it's not really what our research is showing, Ollie. We're seeing from our research that people are eating out less and preparing more food at home. They're buying less meat and choosing cheaper versions of food. So it's really quite insightful to see that people obviously realise that eating out, getting those greasy takeaways, is probably going to be more costly, both in terms of health and your wallet in the long term. So that's not, it's not what we're seeing in our research.
Interesting. Ainsley, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Ollie.
Ainsley Satori, Cancer Council WA Food and Movement Programs Manager, with a couple of ideas there. The Boost Your Budget campaign has just been launched. Low-cost breakfast, lunch, $2.50. Lots of ideas there to keep your budgets down and the food you consume, obviously healthy. Very interesting. We make a bit of a plan. Ames is very good at that. The weekly plan, got a shared reminders section within the phone, and we just add things to that. And we're pretty good these days. Sort of the weekly shop, plan the meals out a week in advance, and away we go. Bring the lunch in every day too. 133882. It's been good for the waistline as well in 2023. It is 20 past five.